I'm Femi O'Kay. You're listening to The Takeaway with me and John Hockenberry, of course.
Yes, I'm John Hockenberry here with Jeff Zeleny, reporter for The New York Times on Martha's Vineyard, where we are awaiting live remarks from President Barack Obama on the passing of Senator Edward Kennedy, who died last night after a more than year-long struggle with brain cancer. He died at his home in Hyannisport in Massachusetts. So, Jeff Zeleny, you were talking a moment before that perhaps it's premature to think that anything significant is going to change with the passing of Ted Kennedy on the debate on health care. But strategically, it really is important for the Democrats to pass something, don't you think?
Without question. I think, you know, before Senator Kennedy's passing and after, some type of health care overhaul or reform will be passed by this Democratic House and Senate. President Obama will sign some type of health care legislation into law. And like I said, it will likely have, or it could very well have, the Kennedy name attached to it, which of course will be a symbolic movement. But much to the regret of many senators on Capitol Hill, Mr. Kennedy has not been involved in this health care debate. And they say if he had been able to, it's likely it may look different. It may look a little bit more bipartisan, something that he was able to do. But I think without question, before the end of the year, Mr. Obama will sign in some type of health care reform.
Jeff Zeleny, Femi O'Kay here. You mentioned a little earlier that the president was woken up about 2 a.m. this morning. Are you getting any just hints about what he'll be talking about in the next half hour or so?
I think he's definitely going to talk about what Senator Kennedy meant to the United States and the Democratic Party really over the last several decades. Mr. Obama and Mr. Kennedy were separated by an era in Democratic politics. They came of age at a different time. So look for President Obama to praise his action on behalf of civil rights, praise his action on behalf of education and other things. He really feels that Senator Kennedy and his two brothers before him paved the way for his presidency to be possible. So I would expect him to make some of those remarks today.
You mentioned the symbolic importance of having his name attached to a health care reform bill. There's already a bill in the Senate now on national service called the Kennedy Act. You know, sometimes that's a double-edged sword. Nobody remembers the Humphrey Hawkins Full Employment Act that was passed in response to Senator Hubert Humphrey's death. That symbolism sometimes doesn't sustain itself. Is there a worry there?
I think it's different in this sense. The passing of Senator Kennedy really will be remembered and marked as an epic moment in the country's modern political history, much more so than Mr. Humphrey or someone else, I believe. This really is closing the chapter on the Kennedy legacy, and he is so well thought of and revered inside the Democratic Party by liberals and moderates alike. I don't see too much of a double-edged sword in this respect.
All right, so symbolism and substance, possibly the legacy, but we'll have to see what the Democrats can get past on health care. Jeff Zeleny, reporter for The New York Times, awaiting, as we are, live remarks from President Barack Obama on the death last night of Senator Edward M. Kennedy of Massachusetts.